You're listening to Vatican Radio.
An interfaith charter promoting palliative care for the elderly across the world has been launched at the Vatican. Religious leaders, patients and medics attended a conference to discuss future challenges of a rising elderly population and an increasing demand for social care. The event, organised by the Maruzza Foundation and by the Pontifical Academy for Life, was to promote the right of all older people affected by chronic conditions to receive palliative support. I spoke to Professor of Medicine at George Washington University, Christina Pukalski, who attended the launch and explained why a charter is so important in an ageing society.
We'll be drafting a charter for palliative care for the older adult and how religions can work together to enhance the palliative care, well, the care in general that older adults can get worldwide.
In an ever-aging world, it seems very urgent. Why is this charter so important?
So it's critical for many, many reasons. Access to palliative care is poor in countries worldwide. In the U.S., much of the focus still on palliative care is in patients with cancer. There's been some question as to access for palliative care with people who are older, and simply because they don't have the predictable decline that patients with cancer have. So people with who are older have congestive heart failure, have Alzheimer's, have Parkinson's, and exacerbations of those diseases are more sort of cyclical as opposed to the constant decline towards the end with cancer patients. So we're just beginning, even in the U.S., to recognize the importance of palliative care with older adults. What is the reason? I think the focus of all of our lives should be about living meaningful lives with dignity and with respect, and being able to accomplish the things we want to accomplish regardless of our abilities or disabilities. For the older adult to be pushed aside and not to be respected is a tragedy. And many times my patients who are older suffer deeply. They suffer deeply because they don't longer feel they have a place in society. So is it so surprising that in the Netherlands they're talking about physician-assisted death for people who are just done with their lives? I think that's horrible. You know, people shouldn't just be done with their lives. They should be able to continue to live fully until their natural death. But we as a society owe them that option. And that option about living fully until a natural death comes from palliative care. Palliative care's focus is on quality of life, on well-being, and on, of course, controlling symptoms. This is an urgent need worldwide now.
So it foresees the coming together of a whole different amount of specialities, including, of course, the spiritual.
Exactly. So palliative care is an interdisciplinary care. I run a palliative care supportive team. We have myself as a physician, another palliative care physician. We have a chaplain, a board-certified chaplain. We have social workers. We have art therapists, psychiatrists, psychologists, all of us coming together. And globally, we're doing some work globally as well. Palliative care is practiced in community, not just in clinics, not just in hospitals, but within communities. So all the specialties come together to provide better care. And in my own experience, interviewing my patients with a chaplain, with a social worker, with a psychologist, a nurse, we all have a different perspective. And that perspective can allow us to prepare a more holistic care plan, again, focusing on the well-being of the patient, the biological, emotional, social, and spiritual.
It was interesting during the conference to hear people speaking of the effect on the family as well and on the community. It's not just the person who may be ending the end of their lives. Palliative care includes us as well, doesn't it?
Absolutely. As I mentioned, my father is 95. God willing, he'll be 96 in May. Wonderful man. I just love him. And I am his caregiver. And I've experienced having to advocate for him in hospitals because people are so quick to think that he can't do something. So, for example, he broke his hip last year, and the residents in my own hospital say, we don't have to worry about physical therapy because he probably didn't walk before. And I said, and what makes you think that? He actually walked with a walker, and he has a personal trainer who works out with him. Well, their faces just dropped because they couldn't imagine that someone who's 95 would be active. Obviously not as active as them, but active. So to listen to the stories, he's an opera singer. You know, once they heard him sing with this beautiful tenor, they all of a sudden, they didn't see him as a 95-year-old. They saw him as a person who deserves the best care appropriate care. That is the message we have to give. Listen to our patients' stories. Don't treat them as a number because of their age. Treat them as human beings and provide the best care possible for them. Individualized care plans based on what they want, what's good for them, and what's in their best interest.
Your words resonate with those of Pope Francis. He is a champion for the elderly. What impact have his words had on your work?
Oh, well, I was privileged to speak at the Pontifical Council for Health. And afterwards, we saw Pope Francis ministering to the older people. And I think what touched me most, his words always are amazing. I love that man. But it was his presence. When he knelt down and held a woman who couldn't get up, she was in the wheelchair, and he knelt lower than her, showing respect, and he just looked at her, held her hands. It is that presence. You know, that is the cornerstone of my practice with my patients, too, and I hope everybody has that, is how can we be present? We can't fix everybody's problems, but we can be with them. We can offer love. We can offer presence, and in our own tradition as Roman Catholics, that is what we believe in the Eucharist. That's the presence of God, and it is that presence of God that we can offer to others in our love, and Pope Francis exemplifies that beautifully.
Thank you very, very much indeed. Is there anything you'd like to add to that?
I think I would ask all of the people who listen to this to remember the spiritual dimension of human life. And it's not just religious. Spirituality is how we experience meaning and purpose and our connectedness to the significant or sacred, however we understand this. So everybody is welcome to the table, atheists, agnostics, secular, religious of all dimensions. All of us have that deep yearning within to find that ultimate meaning in our lives. And all of us as caregivers, religious, medical, etc., should support that journey.
That was Professor Christina Pokalski of George Washington University.